especially when you're starting out in your creative journey, there is one question that regularly triggers a gag reflex in almost all of us. The question is this: how much do you charge? Figuring out your rates and how much you're charging, whether are you charging by the hour? Do you have a day rate if you're going on tour? How much do you charge per show you play? Do you charge per show? If you're in a session, or now I'm doing photography and that looks like it's different. There's so many factors that go into how much it is that you ask people for compensation for your creative work. Now, I know there's a ton of insight on figuring this out for yourself that is floating around out there, but I want to submit to you, I want to propose to you a thought that is: how much you charge people has an impact on the way they subconsciously value your work. What was that? What'd you say?
Get away.
This is a podcast ambush. I am only recording this with you right now because I was about to record it in the studio by myself.
Is this better? Sarah Morgan.
Have you given it any thought starting your own podcast?
Not really.
Do you want to give it some thought right now?
The answer is no.
If you were going to record a Daily Guinness podcast right now on the spot, what would you record about and talk about? What is the most interesting thought you've had today?
All cats die.
You do always say that adopting a cat is adopting a heartbreak.
I say tragedy.
Or adopting a tragedy, yes. It does, yeah, that does sound more dramatic. Here, hey, speaking about death and life and tragedy and heartbreak, I want to talk about lowering your prices as a creature. No, it is actually. Oh,
so you had an agenda.
No, I did have something I wanted to bounce off you. I'm going to share a very short clip. Today is Tuesday, April 2nd. And I'm recording from our place in South Minneapolis, our kitchen. Sarah is sitting on the countertop. I'm trying to think about how much more specific about the day and time that I'm recording this I should be.
That's good.
Okay. It starts with the fact that advice or insight or putting things into practice with my creative journey, it's so much easier for me to freaking give advice to somebody else when I'm working with them. Oh, you should do this here. Let's brainstorm how we can. Okay, should you raise your prices? Should you give a discount on your rates? Oh, this, it's so much easier when I'm having this conversation with someone else. But doing it, oh my, Luna, did you want to say something?
Luna? Wow. I need
you. Oh my gosh, we're trying to record a podcast. If you, do you have a thought, Luna? Do you have a thought to share on the podcast?
Get your own podcast, Luna.
Oh, I was going to say this. No matter how quickly, like, I can be in a conversation about with someone else about their creative journey and their strategy and, okay, how much are they charging for different things, whether it's showing up and playing for somebody else or selling things on their online merch store. It's so easy for me to like, oh, let's have a conversation about it. What's the best approaches? But the second it has to do with me and there's like emotion involved, shit just gets so much more difficult to listen to my own medicine. And the deal today is there is an actual psychological reaction within, even if they don't recognize it, the person looking to hire you or buy something from you, there's a psychological reaction that lowers the value of whatever that is. And I learned years ago when I was talking to Matt Patrick on this podcast. Matt is a brilliant producer in town. And one of the things we were talking about was how he was working with another studio engineer and producer who was going through a hard time in their career. And they had like a dry spell and they were trying to get more clients in. And so for them, their approach to it was to go on Facebook and say, hey, I've got this next month off. Anybody that wants to book time in the studio, it's half off, or I'm taking 45% off. What ended up happening was this guy lowered his rates and nobody booked him. And Matt raised his prices and was booked even more than he was before. What do you think of anything when I'm saying this?
Well, what I think is weird, or maybe classically human, is everything you're saying is true. Like seeing something cheaply priced or reduced can imply less value. But at the same time, people also like feeling like they got a deal.
Yeah.
You know, like the idea of, let's say this shirt costs you $5 to make and you really only want to make $10 off of it, but you mark it at 20 so that you can slash the 20 down to 10, which you really want in the first place. That's also true. Yes. So I feel like I'm not disagreeing with you at all, but I wonder if it's, I don't know, case by case or certain pockets of things.
Oh, man.
It's just complicated.
Okay. I love that you're saying this right now because that is a perfect clarification for this. This is the difference between putting things at a discounted price, having a sale, and lowering your rates. The difference between putting something on sale, like, okay, if you're at your merch table, what has happened is, hey, for this night, we are doing 50% off. This is the cost. The cost is the value that something is. And if you can make it so people feel like there is a time sensitive, this isn't change. I'm not lowering my rates. This is just for right now, this month or this week only. I'm giving 50% off all my albums if you buy them at the merch table or something like that. That is the difference between going, okay, I'm going through a dry spell right now. I want studio rates. I need to lower how much I'm charging for stuff.
Okay. Yeah. That's a good distinction.
So I want to leave you with this. This is a clip by Rory Sutherland. He's a British advertising executive. He was doing a summit talk, and this is just a very small clip about what our minds do in relationship to the cost of things.
Wine tastes better when you pour it from a heavier bottle. Painkillers are more effective if they're branded. Painkillers are more effective if you tell people they're expensive. Chocolate tastes sweeter if the blocks of it are round rather than if they're square. Your car drives better after you've had it cleaned. I don't just mean it's cleaner, it actually feels quieter, smoother, just a better car altogether. Secondly, if you want to get economists even more upset, you can increase demand by putting the price up. That economic assumption of everybody in economics that if something isn't selling, you drop the price. Well, that may well work. It works more often than putting the price up, but it's a hell of a lot more costly. 50% extra free seems a lot better value than 33% off, despite the fact that they're notionally the same. The way in which you give someone something, whether it's a bonus or a bribe, in economic terms is indistinguishable. There's no difference between I'll give you this if you buy that, and to thank you for buying that, I'm giving you this. The way humans perceive it is totally different.
Rob Morgan is an internationally touring bassist on a journey to discover what it means to live a curious life. At thecuriouspod.com, you'll find an archive of conversations recorded all over the world, a map of recording locations, a weekly newsletter, and official podcast merchandise. Rob is recording a daily podcast where he's sharing insights into the creative journey and the secrets to living a curious life that he's discovered from over a decade of traveling the world with music. We here at Curious Endeavors have told him this is probably a mistake and he's an idiot to attempt it, but he won't budge, so that's where we're currently at. We hope you'll enjoy.